flashing lights right here on Boom 103.9. I am Mina Say What. It's Mina's house. Philly's Hip Hop and R&B. I'm here weekdays 12 to 4 p.m. Got a guest on here with me live today, Sean Bell. If you watch Fox 29, you might know him. He's a sports anchor on there. And if you're a podcast person, he actually just launched his new podcast with his brother, Don Bell, who's on CBS. And Marshall Harris, the three sports guys in the city. It's one-third of the Zero S Given podcast. Sean Bell, ladies and gentlemen, yes!
Yeah, I like that. I get a little applause when I come in the building.
Listen, okay. I just got here a couple weeks ago, so I'm still working on the applause in the system.
I need an applause track. Like, the one applause I'll take.
The live applause is something else.
I like it. I'm in the building.
Listen, we're also Instagramming live on my at Mina Say What, and we're talking Eagles. You know, kickoff is at 4:45 today. We're playing the Vikings. You know, a lot of people are talking about our Philadelphia Eagles right now. We're 2-2. At this point, Sean, how are you feeling about the team?
Listen, you know how the city is. You know what it is.
Yes, very well.
The Eagles could be 4-0, and people will be nervous and complaining. That it just is what it is. 2-2, because guess what? We not what we were last year.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Like, and we could be 0-4.
But
the two wins were that close. So
right.
I feel like we'll be okay. They'll get in the rhythm when it comes to week 7, week 8. But they're not great. This is not a championship team. This is not a Super Bowl team. I'm sorry to tell you.
Well, that's, I think, what the surprise is, that we just won the Super Bowl and now we're struggling. I mean, is this expected? Is this normal?
It's injuries. Okay. Like, last year, they got injuries and they kept winning anyway.
Right.
That usually doesn't happen. This year, they went in. Carson Wentz, Alshon Jeffrey didn't play the first couple games of the year.
Right.
And then now you got some more players hurt. Our first round pick from last year, Derek Barnett, hurt. Darren Sproles hurt. Like, that's why. They're not in a rhythm because they have key starters missing. So, what are you going to do?
So, should Bergang be worried at this point?
Yo, listen. I don't want nobody to come up to Boom after what I say here to fight me. I don't want anybody to be angry, but I got the Vikings winning this game.
Are you serious?
Listen, the Vikings are...
Damn, that's disrespectful.
Yo, it's real talk. Like, the Vikings... Listen, the NFC East is trash. The Giants are on right now. We're watching on TV. They're going to lose. They're trash. Washington is suspect. The Cowboys are trash. So even if the Eagles lose this game, they'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
They'll still go on to win this division. Minnesota is a championship contender. They're 1-2-1. Yo, like, if they don't win this game, it's a problem.
So
they're more desperate than we are.
Do you think the Eagle fan is going to ride out if we lose today?
The Eagles fans are going to boo in the first quarter. Listen, in the first game of the year, they booed at halftime. That's after winning a Super Bowl. Like, yo, Philly, I love you, but y'all got to chill out, man. Like, relax. Don't boo the first quarter when things aren't going right.
And listen,
ride with your squad.
That's the voice of Sean Bell, sports anchor at Fox 29. He's hanging out with me this hour. We're going to talk Eagles because kickoff is at 4:25 in about an hour. Shouts to everybody tailgating right now. We're still commercial free, so really, you don't really have to move much, right?
I'm not going anywhere. I might spit some bars later.
No, too. You're not doing that. We're not doing that today. Yep, talk to me. It's Boom 103.9, Philly's Hip Hop and R&B. Amina, say what? You're inside Amina's house. Weekends 12 to 4 o'clock. Now, today is a football Sunday. I got a guest joining me today, Sean Bell. He's a sports anchor over at Fox 29 and also one-third of the Zero F's Given podcast. Thank you for coming today, Sean Bell, on your Sunday.
Yeah, more applause.
Woo! More fire.
Come through before I go to the game.
You're going to the game?
Yeah, I'm
going
to go.
Really? Like this and flip-flops?
What's your problem? Yo, why are you calling me out? Like the
Wait.
People listening don't know what I'm wearing right now.
I know,
you
but you're about
like
to be
flip-flops?
On the turf in flip-flops? Do you...
Turf? I'm going to be in the sky watching with the rest of the media.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll go down to the locker room after the game.
Oh,
and I'm
okay.
Not going to stroll through until like the second quarter to miss the traffic.
Okay.
That's what I do.
Listen, let me give you a backstory between Sean and I. So Sean went to college with my cousin Diana. He went to Penn State.
D-Rock.
So, yeah, he's a Nittany Lion, right?
That's
what
right.
They call
we
y'all.
Are. We are.
So listen, this Eagles and Vikings game is going down at 4:25 in about an hour is kickoff. Now, is this a must-win situation? Because I hear Bird Gang talking.
Relax, Bird Gang. It's not a must-win situation. It's not. And that's only because of the division that we are in.
Okay.
If they lose, it's not like they're going to fall behind.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants aren't that good. The Cowboys aren't that good. The team in Washington aren't that good. I don't want to say their actual name. So it's not bad. They'll be fine even if they lose this game. Plus, they haven't played a division game yet.
Right.
So that's where everything happens. Like, this situation is the Vikings being more desperate than the Giants.
Hmm.
That's what I see it as. Because if the Vikings at 1-2-1 lose, they're going to fall way behind the Bears.
But this is kind of like a revenge game a little bit, right? Because we faced off against the Vikings at the NFC Championship game last year, and then we went to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. All right, and that's another reason why the Vikings will be more thirsty.
So you have the Vikings winning today.
I do have the Vikings.
That's disrespectful, Sean. You can't do that.
Listen, it's only...
If I had a boo, I would boo you. I need to get boo sounds here.
It's only because the Vikings are more desperate.
Okay.
Okay.
They're thirsty.
They're fighting for their lives right now. Because, like I said, I told you, the Eagles... It's not a must-win situation. It's must-win for the Vikings.
Yeah. Week 5, we're 2-2. A lot of people are disappointed by that, being that we just won a Super Bowl. You know, what do you think we need to do better at this point?
Everything.
Come on.
Everything. But
what kind of evergreen answer?
Everything. But if I had to be particular about the situation, wide receiver, the defense has been fine. The offense hasn't been clicking. A lot of it is because... the wide receivers haven't been doing their thing. But again, Alshon Jeffrey just got back, played well last week. So I think they'll click eventually in the running game. Lane Johnson said it this week. They were the best offensive line in the league last year.
Mm.
This year, they're just another offensive line.
We got to work on it.
So everything surrounds that particular position. If the offensive line gets right, then everything else will flow. Everything else will be good. So... you know, wide receiver, cornerback, there's some other issues, but the main thing is offensive line.
Yeah, you're hearing Sean Bell, sports anchor at Fox 29. He's joining us this hour to talk Eagles because kickoff is in about an hour. Big shout out to everybody who's out there headed to the game or tailgating. Let's get back to this music. We are commercial free. Here's Lil Baby, Drake. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
It's Boom 103.9. You're in Mina's house. Hey, Nyjah right here on Boom 103.9. I am Mina Say What. This is Mina's house. It's football Sunday. I have my friend Sean Bell in the building, sports anchor at Fox 29 and one third of the Zero F's Given podcast. Thank you, Sean, for joining us today.
Yeah, what it do? I'm happy to be here, man.
Listen, we're going to try to make this an every week situation.
Gotcha.
To, you know, come and talk for an hour, Eagles. You know, this is an important season, especially since we just won a Super Bowl. So people have high expectations.
I got it.
From our guys. I want to talk about some drama right now. So Michael Kendricks, Michael Kendricks used to play for us, right? He no longer plays for us. He actually recently pled guilty here in Philadelphia to insider trading. So apparently one of his friends gave him a tip about a stock and then he invested and then made a lot of money off of it. So he did plead guilty. Mm-hmm. But when this investigation broke, the Browns, who he was signed to, dropped him. And then the Seahawks picked him up. And now the Seahawks have indefinitely suspended him. Why am I bringing this up? Michael Kendrick's brother plays for the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
So the Kendrick family is in Philly today. And because of his indefinite suspension, he can't go and see his brother's game today against his old team. Is that wrong?
No. Whether you suspend it for one game or 16, if you suspend it in the NFL, you can't be near it.
But this is his family. He's going to watch his brother's football game.
NFL don't care about your family. Okay, fam. What you doing? Kick rocks. You get out of here.
I don't think that's right. I think, you know, like, his brother's playing today against his old team. All right, let's talk about the suspension. Because an indefinite suspension, I don't know if I've ever heard that. What do you think about that? I mean, basically, they're saying that they're not going to tell him how long his suspension is until he gets sentenced for his crime in January. So the season is pretty much wrapped up by then, right?
It's a joke on many levels.
Okay.
It's a joke. First of all, the NFL has never waited on the court system to throw down suspensions or fines.
Mm-hmm.
Never, ever. They're usually judge and jury before it plays out in the court of law. They've always been that way.
Mm-hmm.
So now why all of a sudden do you want to wait? For what? That's not what you usually do. There's no consistency in the way they punish people.
That's a good point.
There's no consistency. On top of that, you know, he does this white-collar crime, fine, it is a crime, but if someone hits a woman, they only get 4 games. Mm. But this guy is going to get at least 16.
Well, we don't know yet. It's indefinite. He's appealing it right now, but we don't. He might be out for the rest of the year until he gets sentenced in January.
Exactly. That's why it would be like 16, because you come January, you miss the whole season.
Right.
So it's the same thing as being suspended for the rest of the season. So someone can hit a woman. Someone could, you know, do all types of things.
Assault, domestic,
assault.
DUI.
And then they only get 4 games here, 5 games there. Or they could cheat and do something else in the game of
You can football. Deflate a whole ball and change the outcome of a whole season.
Exactly. And only get 4 games. That's where the inconsistency is. Mind you, Josh Gordon was suspended entire season for weed.
Yeah.
So he gets the same suspension as somebody who's going to maybe actually go to jail?
Mm.
The NFL is trash. They never had any consistency when it comes to suspension.
Well.
And this right here is ridiculous.
Well, Sean Bell sure doesn't hold back. You can find him on Fox 29. He's